المصير برحمتك يا أرحم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن أبي زيد أسامة بن زيد بن حارثة مولى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وحبه وابن حبه رضي الله عنهما قال: أرسلت بنت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن ابني قد احتضر فاشهدنا. فأرسل يقرئ السلام ويقول: إن لله ما أخذ وله ما أعطى، وكل شيء عنده بأجل مسمى، فلتصبر ولتحتسب. فأرسلت إليه تقسم عليه ليأتينها. فقام ومعه سعد بن عبادة ومعاذ بن جبل وأبي بن كعب وزيد بن ثابت ورجال رضي الله عنهم. فرفع إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصبي، فأقعده في حجره ونفسه تقعقع، ففاضت عيناه. فقال سعد: يا رسول الله، ما هذا؟ فقال: هذه رحمة جعلها الله تعالى في قلوب عباده، وفي رواية: في قلوب من شاء من عباده، وإنما يرحم الله من عباده الرحماء. متفق عليه. The narrator of this hadith is Usama bin Zayd رضي الله تعالى عنه. His mother was Baraka of Habashiya رضي الله عنها. She was one of those women who breastfed Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Usama bin Zayd was greatly loved by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was allotted a very high position in the sense that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam appointed him the Amir of an army which consisted of eminent Sahaba of the caliber of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Yet Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam appointed Usama as the Amir of that army. This was prior to the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and constantly when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in and out of consciousness, he would keep asking about the army of Usama, and he would make this expression, he would say, Anfidhuj Jaisha Usama, that send, dispatch the army of Usama. It is mentioned about him that Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, during his khilafat, he allocated 2,000 dinar to Abdullah bin Umar and 5,000 to Usama bin Zayd. When the son of Umar asked him that, why is it that I was allotted 2,000 and Usama bin Zayd was allotted 5,000, Umar radiallahu ta'ala gave an ajeeb response. He said that he, that is referring to Usama, was more beloved than you in the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his father, that is Zayd bin Harisa, the adopted son of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the freed slave of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his father was more beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam than your father. Usama bin Zayd passed away in the 54th year of Hijrah, and 128 ahadith are narrated from him. In this hadith, he describes an incident which occurred in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein he said, we were sitting with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the daughter of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this, it's not mentioned in this hadith, but according to other riwayat, we find out that this refers to Zainab radiallahu anha. Zainab radiallahu anha, the daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sent a message that my son is in Sakarat, is in the last stages of life. So she requested Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come to her. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent his salams, and he said, sent a message. What was the message? Inna lillahi ma akhada wa lahu ma a'ta wa kullu shayna indahu bi ajalin musamma. فَلْتَصْبِرْ وَلْتَحْتَسِبْ. That verily, to Allah belongs whatever He takes, and to Allah belongs whatever He gives. And everything in this world by Him is for an appointed time. So I advise you to be patient, that is, patiently persevere in the face of this test from Allah Ta'ala, that is the loss of the life of your child, and hope for the reward. And hope for the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She again sent a message giving him qasam and oath that he should definitely come to her. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up And with him was Sa'd bin Ubadah, Muaz bin Jabal, Ubay bin Ka'ab, Zayd bin Thabit, and other eminent Sahaba. When they went to the home of Zainab radiallahu anha, the child was placed in the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the child sit in his lap, and the child was gasping for breath, it was the last stages of the life of the child. So the tears started pouring down the cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, seeing this, he passed a remark that, Ya Rasulullah, what is this? That is, how is it that you are crying? How is it that you are shedding tears like this, showing your grief and remorse openly like this? There's two things that we should bear in mind in this question. One is, Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a subordinate. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the leader, he's the elder. Yet, this was the demeanor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his sahaba. That if someone wanted to question something, they were free to question. So from this we learn that if a subordinate has to question the action of his leader, provided it is done in a correct manner, there is nothing wrong with that. And what was the reason for this question? Was that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was known to be a mountain of patience and perseverance. So this is why the sahabi is surprised that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is openly tearing and crying like this. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains to him, and from this we learn that there is nothing wrong with crying. When something is a source of grief and sadness, in Islam there is nothing wrong with crying openly. But what the Shariat prohibits is wailing. What the Shariat prohibits is uncontrolled behavior. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even went on where he said to Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu that this sobbing or crying of mine that you are seeing, this is mercy which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places in the hearts of his slaves. And one riwayat it comes that he said that this is mercy which Allah places in whosoever heart that he desires of his slaves. And verily, Allah ta'ala will have mercy on those who have mercy. So from this we learn a very, very important lesson. Every one of us desires the mercy of Allah. Every one of us makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala must be merciful, must be kind, must be compassionate towards us. So what is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching us? That this is the way which you will draw Allah's mercy. You must be merciful. Show compassion to the creation of Allah. Allah will be compassionate towards you. We should empathize. We see we are living in a period, an era where in every direction people are suffering. People are going through hardship, people are going through difficulty. We should empathize with them. Those that directly come into contact with us, our domestic servants at home, staff that are working for us, if they are going through difficulty, somebody is sick in the family, or they are going through a financial difficulty or plight, we should commiserate with them. We should have compassion for them and try and assist them. These are ways and avenues. One is the akhlaq and character of Islam will be exhibited. And secondly, this is a means by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be merciful and kind towards us. Another important lesson we learn from this hadith is this expression where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kullu shayna indahu bi ajalim musamma," that everything has an appointed term by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, in this world, matters cannot be advanced or delayed. So whatever happens, it was according to an appointed term which Allah already pre-decided. So what is the point of one becoming overly sad? What is the point of a person becoming depressed when Allah has already decided things? Once we understand this, it becomes easy for us to become patient and to be content with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides. In fact, this expression which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent, this message that he sent to his daughter Zainab radiallahu anha, "Inna lillahi ma akhada wa lahu ma a'ta wa kullu shay'in indahu bi ajalin musamma." Everything that Allah gives already belongs to Allah. Everything Allah takes already belongs to Allah. And everything is by Him at an appointed time. Ulama say this is in fact a dua of comfort, a dua which gives a person strength, which every one of us should in fact endeavor to learn this dua. To learn this dua and to recite it whenever we are going through any hardship, any difficulty. Bring these expressions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in front of us. That inna lillahi ma akhada. Whatever Allah gave belongs to Him already. Whatever Allah took already belongs to Him. And everything is at an appointed time. So we should faltasbir wal tahtasib. We patiently persevere upon whatever hardship there is and hope for reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq.